No.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle, and I am interviewing Paul Walter, from the CEO from News with Youth. He's a survivor of a socialist communist country, Slovenia, a brilliant man who's been the head of the CEO for a number of years. They have about 150 writers that go to News with Views. We're going to go there in a second. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report show. Currently, we have been on Genesis Network for a number of years, Republic Radio and Rents Network. We are now going back to Genesis Network for a radio show. We're doing live podcasts and broadcasts on Vimeo with chat and YouTube, so you can actually watch the show live, and it's also free on archives as well. If you go to NutraMedical, you're going to get the best nutraceuticals on the planet and help integrating with regular medicine, advanced care for cancer, heart disease, and many other illnesses. We have treatments for them. And if you go to our main website, NutraMedical.com, you get access to our media site, Deagle-Network, and also to Clay and Iron with above top secret information. I've been doing a lot of work on the SARS coronavirus, and I'm a top expert in that area, as well as radiological and biological terrorism with 26 years ago above top secret clearance, which is the level at or above the U.S. president, with classified projects in the United States. You need to understand we have our order line with my dear wife. You can see in the picture now, that's Michelle with me. And we're at 888-212-8871. We take calls from 9 to 3 Pacific time, Monday to Friday, but we'll answer your call 24/7. I do telemedicine all over the world. I provide free starter protocols by giving you nutraceutical and recommendations to tell you what to do with your local doctor. No charge at all for that by email and phone with a callback window. But I do consultations with a fee for reviewing and sending lab test kits to you anywhere in the world, reviewing x-ray, MRI, CT scan, toxicology, genetic tests, etc. I have an expertise in virtually every specialty in medicine, including medical legally, and I can interact and set you up with clinics to do specific treatment all over the world, from Germany to UK to Australia, New Zealand, China, and Russia or Japan. So I work with doctors all over the planet, and I train doctors. I'm one of the prime teachers in the Academy of Anti-Aging, Environmental Advancement, and Medicine. And I'm board certified in the past in family internal medicine, surgery, trauma, burn unit, and radiological, biological, and chemical terrorism, as well as occupational environmental medicine, etc. So I want to go right over here to our special guest here. You can see a picture of him and his dear wife. News with Views, where reality shatters illusion. So tell us all about this now. I want to get into your website, and we have, of course, today's features articles. You have writers are Greg Holt, Sydney Secular, it says here Kaylee Nelson, and of course you've got some latest articles here. The first one I see at the top of your main page is called The Undeclared War. Do you want to talk about the current events with the impeachment thing being over tomorrow, with the SARS coronavirus, or any other major topic you'd like to cover, like the DNC disaster where they can't even tally up their votes at the Iowa caucus? Paul, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, okay. I was born in 1945 in former communist Yugoslavia. We immigrated to the United States when I was at 14 years old.
Right.
And I was at awe when I came to America. I couldn't believe that you can start your own business here. You can be as successful as you want to, depending on the ideas you got and how hard you work. Sky was the limit, because in a communist country, government controlled everything. They told you what you can and cannot be and what you cannot be. And I couldn't believe that a country like America existed on the planet. It was like coming to heaven. So, and then I served 3 years in the United States Armed Forces. And about 25 years ago or so, I saw America slipping into the socialist path, the same thing that we escaped Yugoslavia from. I was born actually 50 miles away from where Melania Trump comes from.
Right.
And I figured I had to do something. So I started this website, newswithviews.com, to alert people and wake them up. And today, we have got 150 writers from all across the country, some of the best writers on the planet. And they're enlightening people about the dangers on various subjects and various topics. And we publish 24/7, 365 days a year. I never go to sleep. I go to bed at 2, 3 in the morning, and I'm up most of the night working on a website.
It sounds like me. I'm up many evenings for two or three hours in the middle of the night, and I might get a nap sometimes in the afternoon for an hour, but I'm always driven, and I'm going to be 68 in 2 weeks, and I'm getting more energy now because of all the vitamins and supplements and technology I take than even when I was younger. So I'm driven by the fact that I have a purpose. I am looking over my brothers and sisters in every nation, every skin color, and every people on earth. I see the human race basically dying for lack of wisdom, and the keepers of wisdom are people like you and me that actually seek and want to serve the truth to the people, which is the way of God, the Most High God. So most of us are believing Christians. So tell us about some of your concerns over some of the major issues: the Iowa caucuses, the SARS virus, and the end of the impeachment foolishness. I'm watching on the news, for example, with the sound off, Susan Collins saying that it was wrong for President to investigate his rival. That's not true at all. He didn't want to investigate his rival. It was just another side effect of investigating, going back to 2016. The Ukrainians were directly involved with the Democratic Party in trying to set up so they could win and put Hillary Clinton in power. And the Democrats are so corrupt that they try to spin the entire thing of all the crimes that they did. They claim the Republicans did it when they did it. In fact, the DNC paid for the fake dossier and all the other things with the MI6 and Mr. Steele, etc. It's quite disgusting, isn't it?
You know, I learned liberalism and how the mind of these people work. And about 20 years ago or so, we were picketing the courthouse here in Josephine County and the local paper because they're extremely biased and extremely left-wing.
Right.
So about the next day, I'm reading in the paper, and they came out and interviewed me, and I'm just, you know, talking. And I didn't know, a little bit of green at that time, and I didn't know you have to be careful what you say. So I just spoke from my heart. And the next day in the paper, I'm reading this, and I said, what the hell is this? I never said that. So I went and confronted the editor. I said, you know, I didn't say that. I said this. And he said to me, yes, we know you said this, but this is what we thought you meant by what you said. I said, excuse me?
So in other words, they're presuming your thought process when you made a statement. That's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, so what they do, they don't print what you say, they print what they think you meant by what you said. So what they do is they interpret the meaning, your words, to their readers. That's
wow.
Why everything gets twisted.
Wow.
And this is how these people see this. It's actually this is how they see it. And so I'm saying, why don't you print what I said and let the people judge for themselves what they think, what I meant by what I said. So what they do is they interpret your meanings for you, and that's why they misquote Trump all the time and all of us, because he says one thing and they print that he meant this, and when he didn't mean that at all. And the whole thing is a lie. That's called fake news. And this is how the liberals think. Everything, the mind of a liberal is basically backwards. They see things upside down.
Well,
and they can't help themselves.
Let me tell you about a little project I'm working on. Back in grade 9, when I got tested by Mr. Bromwell at my school in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, I got rated as the highest IQ they've ever measured, which is so far above 200 they couldn't measure it. So he brought me into the office, and I said, don't let the other students find out, or they'll try to beat me to death. That I had the highest IQ, and I had the highest academics in the entire school for years. And, of course, in the entire county, Halifax, Nova Scotia, which is like 500,000 people. So I said, look, it's just because I like doing puzzles, okay? But IQ is a measure of whether you're going to do well academically. If your intelligence is higher than the test maker or the person writing the thing or interpreting it, if you answer their questions or do a thesis or do multi-guess, you're going to overdo the questions and score lower than you should, because you're going to underscore it because you're going to overthink than the person who made the test. Now, one of the things that I'm noticing in our society is the propulsion toward more and more cognitive dissonance. And you see, cognitive dissonance goes right back to even the misinterpretation of Marxism. Karl Marx was a British academic taking work from many, many other high-level Masons and other academics and amalgamating directly into a thing called Marxist philosophy. No communist empire or socialist empire has ever done and actually instituted true Marxism. And the problem I see is this: that it's a process called cognitive dissonance. One thing that I've noticed about my mind compared to anybody else is I can't deal with something that conflicts with anything else that's already in my mind. It's like in my brain's like an equation. If I bring anything in that conflicts, I get into a very agitated state. I can't even stay go to sleep. I have to think about it until I find a solution to the problem. And I remember this when I was just a little child. At one, I would whistle at girls that had sexy legs, even at one when I was in a stroller. They said, "Who's that one whistling?" I was one. At two, I started asking questions that adults were, so they were surprised. At three, I had asked them questions that made them think, "This kid is weird. There's something wrong with him." At four, I pulled a reel-to-reel tape recorder and a Swiss watch apart and put it back together. So they realized I was a prodigy. Now, a prodigy isn't somebody who's just smart. They question things. Now, that's why I'm saying I'm similar to you and to anybody else who wants to know the truth. You ask better questions, you empty your mind of your preconceived ideas, and you can't take a new idea in your mind if it conflicts with something else. Now, I'm building a thing called a decision tree questionnaire for measuring your level of cognitive dissonance. Now, your cognitive dissonance is directly inverse to what's called your curiosity quotient. Instead of a intelligent quotient, I call curiosity quotient, because if you're highly curious, you can't deal with something that conflicts with something else that's logical inside your brain. And if you see with people on the left, they have a very low curiosity quotient. They can disinterpret what you're saying. They don't want to dialogue with you, and I notice that particularly the young people nowadays when I talk to them.
Well, you cannot dialogue with these people because it's insanity. And if you dialogue, you cannot dialogue with insanity.
Well, I'm not referring to the insanity is almost an excuse. I call it cognitive dissonance. Let me explain. Schools are designed to beat people down. Now, one of the things about my ancestry on all sides is I have a tough inner core of character. And I remember in grade one, my teacher, Sister Marie Blackie, brought us before the classroom, and she said, "Well, you know, you were little angels, and you came and took bodies and came down." And Sister Billy Deagle in the back of the class. Now, this is grade one now. I think I was 5 or 6 years of age. And I said, "Sister Marie Blackie, what you've told the class is a figment of your very productive imagination, and you're full of rope." And she said, "What do you mean by rope?" I said, "When you go to the toilet, number two, it looks like rope." She said, "Oh, no, how old, Billy Deagle?" So my dad was named Bill. I was Billy. So she strapped me until my wrists were about to bleed. And she said, "Is that enough?" And she was panting like she was overtired. And I said, "I don't know." I said, "Are you tired yet, sister?" So fast forward now. That's back, you know, when I was just basically 6 years old in the late 50s. I was born in 1952, so we're talking about like probably 58. So fast forward now to 1976. Now I was a fourth-year medical student at Dalhousie in Halifax. And now Sister Marie Blackie was out of the nuns. She had had 5 children. She came in with an abdomen hot as hell because she had peritonitis. So I poked around and I found she had diverticular disease. And I diagnosed her and got her into the surgical suite with a head surgeon. And we removed a section of her colon to save her life. And when she came out of recovery, she said, "I remember you, Billy Deagle. You were that kid that raised your hand in the front of the classroom. And I could never forget you. I remembered you when I saw the movie about Damien Thorne, the Antichrist." I'm thinking, I don't think I'm in the Antichrist group. But she said, I don't mean to insult you, she said, "but I knew you were becoming somebody special because no one could crush you. You're like I said, "I'm like a titanium ball bearing in the candy bowl of life." How's that? In other words, you're going to break your teeth on trying to bite me.
You saved her life and she wasn't even grateful?
She was grateful. She really was grateful. But she, one day, she gave me the compliment to say, "I knew you'd become somebody special." And she remembered me because she thought the Antichrist was special because he was this evil guy. Well, I'm not evil. I mean, I've had the opportunity to go evil, but I didn't. I'm still Anakin Sky Deagle, not Darth Deagle. Now, what you've done, you came out of socialism, communism, and you recognize cognitive dissonance. And all your writers do, too. And these writers basically say, if you're lying to me, you know, as I tell my people when I listen, I said, the most important thing you do is ask better questions. Don't think you have the answer. I don't have all the answers, but I can ask really good questions. And one of the things I want to do today, Paul, besides going over the main topics, is go over some of the main stories here. Now, I have a couple I posted up here. I'll just mention the top of them here. This first one is the undeclared war. A primary function of government is to protect and perpetuate the nation state and culture that placed it in power. In their failure to fulfill this fundamental and primary duty, our powers, they cannot morally dictate that specific rules of engagement to be honored in this struggle. So what we see that with the Demon-Ratic Party, I call the Democrats, I call them Demon Rats now, like Judge Pirro. And I see many of what we call Rhino Republicans, like Romney, who tried to have pull back after he tried to attack Trump. Now, Trump's not perfect, but the problem is I see what I call the liocracy, where the regulators and the permanent bureaucrats in government lie to us and try to control us, on the one hand, right? And on the other hand, they don't really deserve the respect because we delegate authority to them in a constitutional republic, which is the only government that's godly. God gives us authority and we delegate it to our elected officials. And right now what I see is I see that none of the Democrats deserve our respect, and some of the Republicans, and even Trump at times, he does things I disagree with, but he needs our wisdom. So let's go into the next topic. It says prosperity gospel is no gospel at all. I want you to talk about this. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know what to say about the gospel because I don't study the Bible much.
Let me give you a little bit of parts, okay? In the second verse, God promised that if we will follow him, he will provide for us. Again, said that provision is according to God, not us. The heart will lie, telling us we have to have this and that, except that we do not. Now, that's confusing, okay? Let me explain. Everything is our responsibility. God will provide if we're in his will. That's why I tell people really simply on my show, do God, G-O-D, and add an extra O to do good. In other words, if you're just like me on my show, I decided that I was not getting the benefits over at CRN Talk Radio, so I wanted to get back to Genesis, but also do many more of these videos because I have to get my truth out to the people. So a struggle is important, but you have to take personal responsibility. For example, we want affordable health care. We don't want a socialist state that says, not only will they force vaccinate you when you get a certain age or certain health problems, they'll terminate you like they do in Canada. They don't even go to committees. I worked in both the United States and Canada, and with socialized health care in Canada, they don't even go to committee like they do here. They just give you a lethal injection of morphine and kill you. So you probably saw that in socialist countries. When communism ended in Poland, they decided to have a smoking cessation program, and they realized it was going to lengthen the lifespan of Polish people by 4 years if they did that. So they realized they shouldn't do it because they couldn't afford to keep people alive 4 more years on retirement. Isn't that disgusting?
Well, I'll tell you, from what I remember from former Yugoslavia as a child, you know, because I'm 74, so this was
right.
60 years ago. I remember when I went to school there, because we didn't have high school. We had 4 years of grammar school and 4 years of gymnasium, they call it,
right.
Which is equal to 8 years of high school here. But anyway, when I went to school there, they posted on a bulletin board over there what movies you're allowed to see and what movies you're not allowed to see. And they stationed the school teacher at the movie theater. So if they caught you going in to see a movie that you are not allowed to see, you got in trouble. And that is to keep the children's innocence intact. So there's a lot of good things that I remember that they did there. It's actually worse here today, accepting all the perversion and everything that's all.
Oh yeah, here in California,
I was growing up.
Here in California, they want to actually do sex changes and hormone treatment, and there are actually states passing laws so doctors will get sanctioned or prosecuted if they give hormone therapy to children under 16. And there's a big dispute about a husband and wife, where the wife thinks a little boy that's born should be a girl, and she tried to get hormone therapy and surgery to change him to a little girl, and luckily the father in the courts won with the saying, no, you don't have the right to do this to this child until he's 16. Then he can determine himself if he's a transgender person.
Yeah, this was the Texas case.
Right. So, the other
area that the governor intervened and he stopped this. The mother was insane.
Yeah.
And the court system is just as insane as the mother.
You can see
that. Poor little child is going to decide that he is going to be a girl when he's a boy.
Here in California,
4 or 5 years old.
Here in California, children under 16 can actually request a school, and the school and the doctors can start doing it without the parents' approval now. So that's how bad it is here, and I call commie-fornia. Now, I want to talk about
California Governor Newsom just signed the law that I was out in California over Christmas, and I like to go to Whole Foods Market. It's one of my favorite places, and there were people that are grabbing food with their hands and eating it, and I hired the employees were just watching this, and I said, but aren't you stopping this guy? He's stealing your food. And they said, no, there's nothing we can do about it because the governor and the Democrats passed the law that if he steals under $1,000, there's nothing we can do about it. So that encourages thievery. I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, in fact, they come in stealing with a calculator, so they're under $940, so they won't get prosecuted.
Exactly, and the problem is the stupid people still keep electing these people over and over and over again, expecting different results.
Well, what I see is the general intelligence, I call the curiosity index of the population's dropping. People are becoming more like automatons. Now, there are several reasons for that. Firstly, our religious system of our churches, which are fake. Our geopolitical system, which is fake. Our educational system, which teaches people not to disagree. For example, I remember back in medical school, I'd asked 98% of the questions of my medical school, all the way through from grammar school, high school, to medical school, and residency. And they said, Deagle, stop embarrassing us. You're asking questions we don't want to answer in the class. I said, I want to know if you know actually know what you're talking about, whether you're a cardiologist or a pulmonologist, whatever. And what I realized with time is that the people that can develop the best questions, the questions don't come just from your mind, they come from your soul, right? Because we're a hyperdimensional being. We have a physical presence in the time space of, you know, the entropic universe. We also have a consciousness in the spirit realm that makes us a higher order being. And then there's a portion of us that's eternal. There's a portion of I call a seed atom of God in us and everyone. And the problem I see is that people are becoming more and more less human. They're becoming less human. They don't have imagination. It says in the Bible, my people perish for lack of vision, right? Now, one of the articles that I have up right now is DV Kids article, February 3rd. It says, going back to the non-bombshell Bolton book leak, Willard Mittens Romney somehow was allegedly elected to the Senate by the people of Utah. Romney's a crybaby, so jealous of Donald Trump, he reveals green with envy. Mittens loved Trump when he endorsed him for the Senate. This guy, Romney, right?
And call him Mittens. Yeah, and he stabbed him in the back.
Well, you got to understand who the Mormons are, and I'm going to fill in some details here. When I bought my practice 40 and a half years ago now, in Calgary, Alberta, I had 22,500 Mormons who were the Mormon top prophet's daughter's husband's brother. And it was a practice that was about 26 years old when I bought it in 1980. I found out about Temple Mormons and about how the highest level Mormons are all basically monsters. They even have an altar in the Salt Lake City Temple for Satan in gold. Did you know that?
No.
They were doing human sacrifice and et cetera, and they're doing summoning of demons no different than wizards like the Saruman the Magnificent. So they might call it
I don't know much about the Mormon religion. I know
everything, okay? Well, let me finish, okay? Well, the reason why I say it is because in World War, around the 1940s, the Mormon Church invested in a big sugar plantation in Hawaii, and the whole church was going bankrupt, and the people who rescued them were the Rothschilds. So the Rothschilds are directly linked, you know, shoulder to shoulder with the Mormon Church, and high-level Mormons are some of the most evil people on earth. People have to understand that. They're not good people.
Not the people on the bottom, because they don't have a clue.
Just like the bottom people in the Catholic Church are decent people, or the Christian churches, they're just decent people. They're called the porch.
Yeah.
They're basically called the porch people. You know, porch Masons, porch Catholics, porch Mormons. They're just decent people who want to have a life, right?
That's right.
Let's see. There's another article I want to hear. What illegal aliens?
Well, I can tell you, I think, if you'd like to hear an experience that I had with a Mormon temple here in Oregon.
Right.
So anyway, I have a friend, and she's a Mormon school teacher. She's a nice, super nice lady.
Right.
Very conservative. So anyway, we went and spoke at the University of Oregon up in Portland.
Right.
And on the way back, she said, Paul, do you mind if we stop at this Mormon temple? It's huge. It's like that one in San Diego, but it's not quite as big as the one in San Diego.
Right.
But anyway, so we stopped in, and I saw people coming out of the parking lot with suitcases on, and like a briefcase and carrying, going into the temple. And I said, why are they carrying suitcases? And I was asking this to the guy who's in the hallway, in the lobby, coordinating all this. And I think he was a deacon or pastor or whatever the deacon you call these people
right
there. So I said, why are they going into the temple with the suitcases? And he says, well, because they had white robes, and then they put a white robe on them. I said, like the apostles did. I said, well, they're not apostles. These are all sinners. I said, why would they need a white robe like an apostle? I said, can I go in and see? He said, no, you can't go in there. And I said, well, why can't I go in? And he said, you have to be a card member. You have to have a special card to be allowed in there.
Right.
I said, well, I thought in a church, everybody's allowed to go in there and pray. I said, I was raised a Catholic. I'd go in a Catholic church and pray if I want to.
Right.
I said, but how come I can't do it here? And then there's a thing on the roof with a big trumpet. And I says, what is that? Is that Gabriel? He says, no, that's not Gabriel. That's Verona. I said, well, what's Verona? He said, well, he's pointing east. And
yeah,
and they had a star.
They call them
the Muslims now.
Right, it's called Moroni. They have to understand some of these names they talk about. Did you know the original guy that wrote the Pearl of Great Price in the Doctrine and Covenants, the Book of Mormon? He used actually mind-altering things like magic mushrooms in order to open his astral spirit eye to do it. And in fact, it turns out that that they were directly linked up to the people who were doing working with Anton von Mesmer. Did you know that?
No.
Mesmerism is using mind-altering drugs back 150 plus years ago when they're doing, we call it hypnotism. It wasn't hypnotically suggestive states. They're using mind-altering drugs like ayahuasca and other things too to open it up. Their astral eye, they call it. Just like ayahuasca.
They had a lot of Masonic symbols there, and similar symbols that the Arabs have, like a half moon and a sword and all that.
Exactly.
Similar symbols.
Right. Now, what I would like to get into now is I want to talk about something major, the SARS. Now, it's the first black swan event of 2020. Now, how many years have you had news of views? What is it, 20 years?
About early 1990s when we started.
30 years, okay. So you had 30 years now. You have 150 authors. What percentage of the population do you think reads News with Views or gets the News with Views articles on other sites? What percentage would you say?
Well, we got about 150,000 people sign up on our national email alert. We get about 1 million hits a month, I would guess. I'm not sure. And a lot of the What Finger is just starting to link most of our, a lot of our articles.
Right.
So
yeah.
So
if I was making an estimate, I would say you probably are getting about 0.25% of the population of America actually are subscribing or hitting your site every about one fifth of 1% of the population actually dived into News with Views, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure. All I know is a lot of them, what they do, they print out articles, they pass it along to others.
There's a line of queries. Why I'm asking these line of questions. There's only about a tiny percentage. We're going to say it's under 1%. I called enlightened ones. They ask questions and they're willing to go to places where they're, you know, like the thing on Star Trek, going to places where no man has gone before. They're willing to ask questions that empty out their preconceived ideas and read your articles and actually respond to them. There's three steps. First off, you have to ask better questions. Then you have to research by reading your articles and then checking other sites and other sources, including intel, if you worked in the military or you're inside an agency. And the third thing is you got to take action, whether it's geopolitical action, like you're at the committee right now for the Republicans, or you're going to write letters to the editor, or you're going to take a legal action, like a pro se litigant action, right? Most Americans don't realize democracy only exists because it's participatory. If we don't act as the agents of democracy, it accedes to the courts, which will do whatever the hell they please, which have been going on since we had people like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's now dying of cancer, 50-plus years. And so what the courts are doing is they believe that the Constitution is a living document they can alter, and they can take legal activism to take the property rights away from the unborn. For example, there's now cases where there's unborn embryos. In fact, one of the guys was involved with the fall show in 2019.
They believe the Bible is a living Bible, too. They can alter it as they go along. You know, I have a church here. Listen to this. You're going to get a kick out of this. So that's a church just next door to us where I'm at here at the Republican place in Johnston County, Grants Pass. And this guy hung up a rainbow flag in front of his church, big rainbow flag. So I went up to the pastor. I said, is this LGBTQ flag? He said, yes, it is. It's a Newman Methodist church, by the way.
Right.
So he says to me, he says, yeah. I said, but doesn't the Bible say that the homosexual is
abomination.
It's the abomination to God. He said, the Bible is wrong. He says, you have to read the Living Bible where everything is up to date. He said, that's very old stuff. He said, and Jesus never said anything about homosexuality in the New Testament. He said, I said, well, that's because they didn't write that down, or whoever interpreted, wrote his words down, didn't write that down, because, it's, you know, in the Bible somewhere it says
it's very straightforward, actually.
Down that Jesus spoke, he said, the word could contain the book.
Well, one of my favorite scriptures of the Bible is 2 Peter 2:10. It says, no scripture is a private interpretation. See, God wrote from eternity, which is where God is. There's no past, present, or future. And I'll go back. When I, 68 years ago from 2 weeks from now, I was born DOA, dead on arrival. And I came back from the dead, and they thought it was a miracle I did. And I had a little golden veil over me when they brought my little 5-pound, 2-ounce body dead to the morgue. 8.5 years later, I had a French surgeon cut an artery in my neck, and I went to heaven, and I actually met God face to face, Jesus and my Father. And he showed me what's coming in the future, 60 years ago. Some of those things God told me to hide until this last week when I started to release them. But I want people to understand, the Bible doesn't change. The Bible is like a giant equation, and he often puts questions in the New Testament and the answers in the Old. And the problem is, the only thing sacred that God instituted was a family. The family depends on a normal male and a normal female. Now, we're getting disturbed sexuality because of bad education, but toxicology. We talked about this last hour with my friend Ryan on talking about NutriMeds. Xenoestrogen detox, which is the first one we covered, xenotoxins are in our environment on purpose to feminize. Now, the United Nations is pushing for one sex and 65 to 63 genders. They don't want to have two sexes, male and female, and they don't want to eventually be able to have uterine production. They want to eventually have artificial generation of the human race in an artificial laboratory, in an artificial uterus, so they can genetically select people that will not resist the state. They want the parent to be...
They made a movie of this called The Isla.
Right. So people have to understand that I have classified access to information, knowing that this is where they're all going. They want the science eventually. So all these women are pushing for abortion. Eventually, intrauterine reproduction will be against the law. Against the law, okay? It'll be considered,
you know,
wild.
I always tell people the liberalism, it's like cancer that destroys the host from within.
Right. And people have to understand, these women want liberalism. No. Eventually, the human race will not even need females. Do you understand that? There'll only be one sex and 60-some genders or gender modifications. And they want to create transhumans, which mean we won't be purely human anymore. It says, such in the days of Noah shall be in the coming of man. If you read the ancient Hebrew about Noah and his three sons and their wives, they were perfect in their generations. What that means by that, they weren't genetically altered. There was genetic alterations. Now, one of the things that I learned, and I'm not a Mason, but 2 months before I went to medical school, I was inducted to Phi Rho Sigma by the dean of medicine because they said I was real smart. And a hematologist a few years later said, Phi Rho Sigma, when I was just having a steak and a beer with him, he decided to say, you're one of the smartest medical students. I'm going to tell you stuff we've known right back to Atlantis and before, because the secret orders know all kinds of stuff. And he said, pigs are a hybrid between humans and wild boar. I said, you got to be kidding. I said, you had too much to drink. No, no. He said, let's go over to the hospital and I'll show you the actual HLA. I'll show you the histocompatibility locus antigens and the major minor blood group markers that show that. So we went over to the hospital and he actually showed me. He said, oh my God, man. He said, they created these hybrids so that they would act as a proxy on the altars in the ancient temples. Rather than sacrificing a human, they'd sacrifice a pig, which is why the Romans, when they went to the temple, they didn't sacrifice a human. They put a pig on the altar because it was a play against the Jews had by this time become very apostate. So the Romans actually were mocking them by actually sacrificing a pig which has human genetics in it. Is that interesting or what? The ancient,
yeah, it is. Now, absolutely.
Now you got to understand that the ancient society like Atlantis had technology that even Nikola Tesla got access to a book from Atlantis that was transferred to the book of what's called the Library of Alexandria. And the Library of Alexandria was absorbed by Rome when they took over Egypt. And he had access to that book about what's called the frequency of the orbs. So Tesla's a super genius, but he had access to ancient books to go back to Atlantis. Now, what people need to understand, people think places like even Antarctica was not in the Southern Pole. After the last crustal slip, which destroyed the society of Atlantis, it moved South America and North America southward by 1,657 miles. So Antarctica moved to the South Pole. The next crustal slip, which is coming, is going to move Southern America south, so the equator will pass through Havana, Cuba, and most of the southern United States will be tropical or subtropical. Now, why is that important? It's important because our society is moving toward the matrix, and they've dumbed the population down in education. People like me are stubborn. I mean, they try to crush me in grammar school, in middle school, in high school, in medical school, and after I graduate, even though I use advanced science and technology, I've continuously been struggled against attacks by family, friend, colleagues, and society in general, and even the NSA. And 26 years ago, I had above top secret clearance, so I got to understand exactly what's going on, and it's very damn luciferically evil. And people underestimate the intelligence of evil. Most of the people that do most of the good works in the world are high-level masons, and they also do all the evil. So don't be deceived by the fact that, say, the Shriners have shrine hospitals. Their hat is dipped in the blood of martyred Christians, half a million of them back in a city in eastern Morocco 900 years ago, and they then put a scimitar on the front of it. So the Shriners are symbolically accepting the moon god of Mecca and Medina, and they do good and evil. And that's what all high-level Masons do, no matter what religion or communism, whatever it is.
Well, that's like the New Age movement. They give you just enough truth to hook you, because we can all recognize the truth. And once you accept them, then all of a sudden they take you down the primrose path.
That's the same thing as Mormonism, which is another lie, right? Now,
that's right.
I'll explain what my calling, and this is important, this is why I'm going to mention this while I have you on here. My calling is to be like a modern-day Moses. Now, people say, that sounds like pretty big. I said, well, 2,800 years ago, my ancestor was the lineal blood descendant of Moses. And they were taken away 2,800 years ago by the Medo-Persian Empire. They defeated the 10 northern tribes. And the Kohanim were part of that tribe. They were not Jews. They were Kohanim, or part of the 10 northern tribes. And my ancestor decided to marry the daughter of the king of the Medes. In honoring of the king, he took on the tribal name, so the family became the Naimas. The Naima family, N-E-I-M-A, or variations on it, are blood descendants of Moses and the king of the Medes back 2,800 years ago. Okay, so understand that my family became the Magi, which are the ones that were the astrologers, understood their star signs, indicating these are not apostates, because God put the star signs in the heavens. They were the kings of the East that came and offered the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to Yeshua, Jesus, when he came, which is not a lesser god. Jesus is God incarnate. There's not three gods, which is the lie of the Masons. There's one God. Now, the great truth that God showed me that I could release after 60 years, which he told me not to say, is that the Lord God showed me tens of thousands of worlds when I was up in heaven. And because there's no time it would have taken if it was in a lineal time, I was in heaven with God over 500 years. I know things that no other human beings ever heard, seen, or even conceived before existed, both non-human and human civilizations across the cosmos. And I was told not to talk to anybody, not the nuns, not my wife, not my friends, not my parents, no one, until last week. And Yeshua God, you remember the name Yeshua HaMashiach, means the Father in the flesh. God is incarnated in billions and limitless worlds to bring his message to other beings, both human and non-human. And he's also sent other messengers or prophets and apostles to bring the truth to people, to prepare them for the truth. Jesus is not the only incarnation of God in the universe. He is God. He's not a lesser God. He's not a son of God or a lesser God that has to call God up on the speed dial phone. He is God. And God, because he's not limited, can be in a billion worlds. And yet people have to understand, this is not a new gospel. It's not Mormonism. It's simply saying that when we start spreading out in space, we're going to meet other beings who have literally had an incarnation of the Creator God in the flesh, and they will have, you know, when we start galactically meeting these civilizations, some of them will be very damned evil, and we'll recognize that because they're following luciferic control, like the Draco reptilians from the star system Alpha Draconis and the Belt of Orion. But in that same belt now, the star adjacent to them is going supernova, and it's going to destroy them. That star is called Betelgeuse, B-E-T-E-L-G-E-U-S-E. And those gravity waves will be the thing, or coronal mass ejection of the sun, that will trigger the release of nascent oxygen and hydrogen and cause the crustal slip we call a pole shift. That pole shift, almost every time, is around 1,600 miles. It happened in the last 120,000 years five times. When it happens, civilization crashes. I have this from my own known facts at Space Command, that when we went to Mars, we started a colony in 1982, that we found ancient monuments on Mars that are over 500,000 to several million years old. Human beings are very, very old. Yes, Adam was here 7,000 years ago because God tried to reestablish his kingdom, but his descendants, the descendants of Adam, married pre-Adamic man. Did you know that? It's in the Bible. They went to the land of Nod and they married pre-Adamic man. Did you know that? It's in the Bible. So what people need to understand here, the universe is far more wonderful, beautiful, complex, and advanced. In fact, if you take the Drake equation, there would be, in calculations, just in basic equations of water and other things to create life, 100 million civilizations in the last billion years existed in our little tiny spiral galaxy. And God showed me when I was in heaven, there's more galaxies in the universe, in the local universe, than grains of sand on every beach. He said over 266 quadrillion galaxies. And he said they are all an elemental particle in a hydrogen atom and a water molecule and a butterfly where I'm still God. And every atom of your body and every molecule of your body is yet another universe where God is still God. There is no limit to God. He's omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. So the only way to do good is to do God. And the most powerful thing we can do is prayer. Pray, read your Bible, pray and realize that you can't take a scripture out of context and decide on your own idea. Like when they want to build a temple, which they've now got this deal under Trump. They want to build a temple, the evil jellyfish I call evangelicals, and a tiny minority of the Jews, not the majority, because the majority of the Jews don't want a temple in Israel. But if they build it, it'll be the abomination that desolates. It'll give territory to the demonic faith called Islam, which worships the moon war god of Mecca and Medina, which is a desolation. And it'll be an abomination because the blood of Yeshua, God in the flesh, paid the price to allow grace to occur to mankind. So we're in a situation now where, although Donald Trump does a lot of good things, like the economy and so on, because he's a high-level Mason and his Masonic name is Apollyon Rising, he's marching us over the cliff. And I want to vote Trump, but I need to talk to him because he's not accepting the truth that I got 2.5 years ago about the nukes in La Orchilla Island and Nicaragua. He's not accepting the truth that the Special Activity Division of the CIA with the Mossad and the global organization called the Thule Society, the Nazis.
William, what does Apollyon Rising mean?
It means he's going to reestablish Apollo as the king of Mars. And what happened is when Apollo died, they created a phallic symbol called the Washington Monument and the monument before the Vatican. It's the erect phallus or penis of Apollo, King Apollo of Mars, before the Galactic War when the planet was destroyed.
Well, that's the obelisk then.
Right, that's what it is. It's the erect symbol of the penis of Apollo. And a name that I prayed and God gave me this confirmation, which is, if you look at the symbology of Starfleet Command and the Space Force that Trump put together, it's identical. And it's because his Masonic name that God revealed to me is Apollyon Rising, means his high-level Masonic friends pushed him forward because he's prophesied to be the man to reestablish a human population on Mars. Well, guess what? I was their doctor 26 years ago before Donald Trump got even elected. I took care of the people managing our space fleet to Mars. I was their doctor. So human beings have been around for probably millions of years. We may not have even originated in this solar system. Across the cosmos, there's humanoid-like beings that are like us and non-human beings, and we are not alone in the universe. And we need to face that music that most civilizations are probably more advanced than us than we are. And we're basically before what's called the Council of the Eschaton, determining whether our civilization is going to survive. Right now, the survival of truth, like your agency, News with Views, is really important. So I want you to kind of get into this. The SARS pandemic, I reviewed all the genetics. This is a bioweapon. The Chinese have been putting a lot of money into bioweapons because they need to destroy the population of the West, especially America, to take over the world. They have been wrestling with new Emperor Xi, XI, and their document for 2025 to reduce the population of the West. And I believe that this SARS was actually a bioweapon that got out of containment and is killing Chinese in Wuhan because their top bioweapon lab is right in Wuhan that they established over 30 years ago. And you have to understand, if I looked at, when I looked at the genetics, the probability of the genetics sequencing similar to HIV, which causes virtually identical drop in the lymphocyte count, and the antigenic similarity is impossible to create spontaneously. This is a bioweapon that the Chinese were making. They get out of containment and start killing their own population. And it's occurring at a time when China just made their agreement with Trump, because Trump crushed them, that they would, their economy is going to collapse. And I have a gentleman who wrote about a book called The Coming Collapse of China. And we've talked about this on the show a number of times over the last 6 months.
Yeah, I saw him on Fox News. I can't remember his name right now, but he was very good.
Right, and you have to understand that he's also a believer, by the way. He's a Christian. You know, so, and 80% of the new Christians in the world are Chinese. These are desperate people who have been crushed by a totalitarian regime. Totalitarianism makes people seek God. And when you seek God, you become a believer, even if you're not really smart, because a lot of them are Catholic or they're in some kind of, I'm going to call, slightly disturbed version of Christianity. But when you're seeking God, even if you're covered with filth, God recognizes that and tries to give you grace. What we're having right now is I have people contacting me from China, even sending me videos of what's going on there. It's disgusting. They're burning bodies, they're killing people, and they're trying to hide the news.
Well, they're killing Muslims, too.
You're talking about the in Western China, they're putting them in camps,
you know,
in there.
I remember back in the 90s, I was reading online, I forgot exactly where I saw this, but that in China they had what they call euthanasia van.
Right.
And they go in different villages, and if they find someone who's got Down syndrome or all kinds of related difficulties, they just euthanize them right in the van and haul them off without having the parents having any say.
Yeah, I know that. China is a very disgusting country.
It's a
very, very, I call it the chopstick society. You know the reason why Chinese have chopsticks? 2,000 years ago, one of the emperors was afraid of the citizenry having knives, so he said you can have to only eat with chopsticks. So that's why he declared only his private guard could have a knife beyond so many inches long, and that the people had to eat with chopsticks. So it was the emperor,
too.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Interesting. I know a lot of stuff about a lot of areas. I want you, in the last few minutes here before we close down, I want you to ask a couple of questions about the most difficult things you've never heard an answer to before, that if you knew, if you asked the man, which is a modern day Moses, I know about 10-15% of the answers on almost every topic on earth, but while you're asking the question, God will inspire me and give me, if I don't have the answer, break the problem down to its constituent parts on anything. Astrophysical, geological, health, any topic of any area on Earth, including artificial intelligence, you can ask me and I'll give you an answer. Go ahead.
Well, the only thing, you know, I got so many questions I'd like to ask you, but, you know, for a strange reason, I can't think of any right now. I should have had it written down before we started the show.
Yeah.
But one thing I am interested in, as I told you last show that we did, is I saw a UFO at night about 74, 75, and it didn't make any sound. There was a bunch of lights hovering overhead of my car.
Well, that's a large triangular one, right?
Yeah, it was rectangular shaped with about, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 big lights inside. They're going darker and brighter.
And you're not sure of the distance.
And then all of a sudden it took off like that out of hell with a green light flashing from sitting still to over the horizon in a matter of 2 seconds.
Okay.
Nothing could move that fast and there was no sound. And I would like to know, where do you think these things come from?
Well, I know where it comes from. I took care of the people working on them. They were from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. 98%
Area 51.
No. It's not Area 51. It's Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. Let me explain things, okay? Dr. Deagle doesn't know something. I know everything, okay? Now, that may offend people, but you have to understand this. God has literally opened up the door for me to know things on the sewer net, intel agencies. I have above top secret clearance. I have agents that contact me, and then when I pray on something, God will literally give me a standing vision to know anything on earth or the universe he wants me to know. I will know instantly. So here's what happened is I took care of people working at Space Command, and we took care of people working at Vandenberg, and they were working on a large triangular vehicle that was based primarily there, and they actually had technology transferred from other beings across the cosmos. to America. That's why you talk about the Area 51, all the other foolishness. America has, if you actually, right now the FBI are seizing companies giving what's called third generation infrared night scopes. Do you know why?
But let me finish.
Okay, they're seizing the third generation infrared scopes because if you look in the sky at night, there's so much busyness in traffic because they can't shield it at night with infrared light. And Vandenberg, these large triangular vehicles can carry thousands of troops, tanks, aircraft, everything in them, and they can go with what's called FTL or fast and light because they work by what's called antipulsion. They create a space-time vortex to pull the vehicle forward into a space-time vortex, so they alter space-time so that you don't rip your head off or your arms or legs off. You have to understand, only about 2 to 5% of the vehicles that you see above Earth are actually from other worlds. Most of them are ours. I took care of employees working in what's called interplanetary space fleet. And
so you need a connection to go to Mars and back, and we don't know about it?
They're doing it all the time. They do it every day. Every day. This is nothing new. They've been actually back and forth since the early 80s, and they're calling it this up in 1982.
So is this true that something crashed in Roswell back in the...
Yeah, but remember now, these are vehicles that were probably hit by technology that we had because... And then they got all the materials. Do you know Phil Schneider that had all these weird materials that were obviously off-world? Right?
I don't know.
Well, his colleague, he worked for Bechtel Corporation with the underground tunneling machines with a sodium-cooled nuclear reactor. I took care of his employee. He was actually my patient, John Fiala. Bechtel Corporation is building the underground, deep underground bases in dormant magma domes. When the crust of the Earth moves, no longer feeds a hot spot over thousands or millions of years, and it creates a 12 cubic mile size underground cavern to build an underground city. There are both humans and non-humans in these underground cities already. People don't know that.
Okay, I got another question to ask you. What is this in Illinois, outside Chicago? They have what they call an accelerator plant. It goes in a circle, about 3 miles in circle, and it's split into atoms. What does that mean? What is that for?
Well, it's similar to the Hadron Project in Europe. And the thing is, they're looking at the breakdown of the subatomic particles like the Higgs boson, which is a graviton. Because they're trying to create what's called a space-time vortex. The primary thing they're doing is mapping out what's called the FTL superhighways in the cosmos. So that if you map them out using a gravitonic, and I took care of the actual people working on the Pi Meson and the gravitonic telescope in Antarctica. I was their doctor in Colorado Springs. So I know these things firsthand, not secondhand. Now, we started having gravitonic, or what's called torsion field imaging, in the 1960s with low Earth satellites. And you could actually image through the Earth, so we actually mapped out all the resources, all the minerals, all the oil, every water, underground facilities go back tens of thousands of years. We have mapped out the entire Earth. We know the tectonic frequency of every fault zone. So if you hit that resonant frequency, you can set up giant waves and drop the telluric frequency to a resonant frequency to create giant waves that cause a magnetic slip or an earthquake. We also can use what's called harmonic resonance to generate the release of nascent oxygen and hydrogen that can cause magma and cause earthquakes or volcanoes anywhere on Earth. We've already weaponized planet Earth. It's been up there for 12 to 15 years already, just that technology, which is the next generation from the HARP. So what you have to understand is I tried to see if I could participate and explain to people like Steve Quayle over at Gen 6, and they're having to have their third conference coming up. And they're playing around the edges of the thing because they speculate on this and speculate that. I don't speculate. I know firsthand what's going on. Firsthand, not secondhand. When I went...
Are you familiar with HARP and the weather modification?
I know everything about it. Let me tell you how weather's modified. I took care of the pilots flying the Hercules C-130 in Aurora, Colorado. They fly up to 40,000 feet and shovel drones out of the back of them. They fly up to 70,000 feet plus. They drop out nanoparticle thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum, turning the upper atmosphere into what's called a plasma. And then they have low-Earth orbit satellites at what's called torsion field, or my frequency, what's called space-time distortion waves, to move storm cells together to create a storm or create a drought or create an earthquake or volcano. We have had that...
Or a hurricane.
Or on land, they call them hemicanes, okay? So I know exactly how the technology works. It's the next generation from HARP. And we have we are the most advanced. There's five nations with weather modification technology, including chemtrails. Chemtrails are at low altitude. These are at high altitude, and an aircraft can't fly that hard, but drones can. And I took care of the people actually taking care of them in Aurora, which, when you put them up in the atmosphere, they spread around the Earth like a Dyson sphere, so you don't need to go over their continent like China or Central America for the Dyson sphere. And it takes 2.5 to 4 years for the particles to fall to Earth. And when they do, they actually get into life forms, and they weaponize them to be scannable by 5G and 6G networks. So when these particles get in your body, they antennify you, so when you hit a 5G or 6G pulse, they can actually know where you are in your host, right down to whether you're in your bathroom or in your bed. This is all part of the Matrix. I took care of the employees work on the virtual world project, The Matrix. And I have an expertise in artificial intelligence, and I took care of them back 26 years ago. Promise software, etc. They had the Cray Array made of Cray 4 supercomputers, and Dr. Seymour Cray was trying to design a quantum computer called a gallium arsenide chip. They thought they were going to have to build it in space in the space station, but he discovered a way of doing it in Colorado Springs. 11 months later, they killed him after they forced him to go in what's called Chapter 7 bankruptcy. And each Cray 5 computer had the computing capacity of 100,000 Cray 4s in an underground cube, which I physically walked through underground, 2 miles underground, at Falcon, Colorado, Shreve Air Force Base. So this is not secondhand. And that's why people say, I've had idiots say stupid things about me. You know, back in 1999 when I traveled to 42 cities in Israel, they said, Deagle, you're so smart, you must be the Antichrist. He had 232 points, including my heritage as part Syrian. I said, you know, and then the idiots over at WebBot Project basically said 5 years ago that Daniel is the deep state agency in human history, manipulating the population because he's so smart. I'm smart, but I'm a godly smart. I have one of the highest IQs that's ever been existed in the human race. And I have both intellectual and spiritual talents that have not been seen for thousands of years. And it's not for my sake, it's a pain in the ass. Because I get persecuted by family, friends, and colleagues. And when you raise questions, I used to try to hide it somewhere. I don't hide it anymore. I can do things that other people find difficult to me. It's like breathing. Okay? And I want people to understand this. It's not for my sake. I'm trying to get the truth out to you people. And that's why I bring on people like Paul, because I want people to know these other people like DVK and Roger Angus and others raise issues like the illusion of the left. People need to understand what's going on here. This is so sneaky and so evil. Young people nowadays will not do, number one, they won't dialogue with me. They think that if you disagree with them, it's a form of violence and you deserve to be punched in the face. They think that they're almost like a religion, and if you disagree with their religion, you're not even human, you deserve to die. It's that bad, isn't it? Right, Paul?
I'm just listening.
Yeah, that's what I see. So go ahead. We went a little past the 2 o'clock time slot, but don't worry. I'm not on a fixed time clock. I want you to raise any question, health issue, geopolitical, anything else that you're burning. Because you said you had a list, but I'm sure you can pull them up. Realize, people out there, I am here to save civilization from a lack of wisdom, to bring them spiritual and intellectual manna. That's what you do. You're a prophet.
Apostle. What I've learned is, I know I'm not as smart as you, and I don't know what you know.
You're asking questions. You see, that's all.
I do comprehend things, and I have learned about people that they have no depth to them. People are shallow. They don't have a way to perceive. They can't perceive.
Paul, I have defects because I have a personality defect and getting too technical and so on. But you're at a level where you can raise questions, and you've got this amazing service for 30 years. And you've got great authors, 150, that can raise questions and speak truth to the human race and ask them. First off, you don't have to have all the answers, but you have to raise issues and dialogue and raise questions. And what I see happening is it says in the Bible, my people perish for lack of vision. They lack vision and spiritual and intellectual manna, truth, and as a lack of that manna, they're dying. Look at what happened with the impeachment garbage and the Democrats. They still say they think they've impeached Trump. It's ridiculous. Then we have Trump, who, despite doing a lot of good things, is pushing 5G network with Mick Mulvaney. He's pushing fracking, which caused earthquakes in Northern California. He's pushing GMO food, and he's actually trying to overturn the lawsuit against Monsanto, causing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He's pushing a treaty in Israel, and the crazy, we call hyper-religious evangelifish, want to have a temple there. and a temple, giving territory to the Palestinians, which is the current agreement set up by his wizardry son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is very evil. This agreement is not rational, it's not godly. But people think it's the only thing in Israel's evil. They're clamoring for it, they want it. And the Palestinians are going to be offered $50 billion to accept this agreement. Now, they're so violent and crazy, but it's not godly. They need to repent, because 87% of the people that are Palestinians were ancient Hebrews and Jews. And their ancestors who didn't submit to Islam were beheaded. So these are basically ancient Hebrews who have been converted to become violent, satanic Muslims. And they're bombers and other people, these are actually descendants of ancient Hebrews. Isn't that wild?
You know, I never studied any of that, the Middle Eastern.
I've had an Israeli geneticist, actually, that I've had contact with over the years, who gave me the facts, and these are Israeli geneticists who did the analysis. Only 2 to 3% of the so-called ruling class of Jews in Israel, they're Khazars from the southern mountains. And I have Daniel Patrick, I'm going to get on a program when he gets back from Europe. And the people, the Khazarians, are the people who attacked the caravans that my great-grandfather owned 150 years ago, that would travel from Damascus, Syria to China twice a year with my great-grandmother walking beside the camels at night. People need to understand what's going on here. Is I call it backwards. It's completely backwards.
I know. We have a comprehend everything that's really going on. I think your hair will fall out.
No, I do. I do comprehend everything. And you see, the only if you knew what I knew and you weren't saved, which I'm saved by the blood of the Most High God, you would immediately commit suicide. Unless you're saved by God and He's given you grace and understanding that God is with us, if you knew what I knew, you would kill yourself instantly.
Well, I would never do that, but...
Well, God's given me and made me strong enough. That's why I tell people, and it may offend them, I don't have a cape and I can't fly at the speed of light and I don't have laser vision.
One thing I don't do, I don't panic, I don't get excited over anything.
Well,
you can't get me angry.
Well, you're calm, but the thing is, You can be driven even though you're calm. In other words, I think when you're doing the Republican meeting today, you're driven. So you're doing that even though you're a very busy guy hitting all these authors. I want you to ask one more question, and I'm going to cut it off today, and we're going to get you back on soon again. Again, people visit newswithviews.com. See these amazing articles here. I'm going to scroll it up so you can see the top of it here. We have, of course, you have here... I see a lady at the front there. I don't know who that is. Is that you and your wife at the picture there beside Implant Center, or is it someone else?
Where?
At the picture at the top, it says Rogue Valley Implant Center. I don't think that's you and your wife. That's somebody else, isn't it?
Oh, no. That's an advertiser, Rogue Valley Implants. It's an advertiser. That's
right. The advertiser. But anyway, we put your picture up last time we had you on the video. Of you and your wife.
My wife is a
top level gorgeous movie star. And you're even when you're in the 70, you're a very handsome man. You're very intellectually wise enough, and you've suffered already. So any kind of personal ego that would drive you into believing garbage is driven out of you. It's driven out. Having lived and raised up in a social communist country, Slovenia, you've realized that you can't accept. Unfortunately, young people nowadays are arrogant, self-ingratiated, won't dialogue, and they feel that if you disagree with them, it's a form of geopolitical apostasy. Isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. You know, one more thing I'd like to ask you real quick.
Go ahead.
About middle 90s, I live in the woods. I have 10 acres, and it's very wooded.
Right.
And I'm standing. It was very hot. It was about the middle of July, somewhere around there. I don't remember exactly what month it was. It was about 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And there was something flying overhead and burning, and flames were coming out of it, but no sound, and it was above the tree line. So I figured, wow, we're going to have a forest fire because, you know, there's a lot of forest fires around there. And I'm reading in the paper, no forest fires.
Well,
nothing in the paper. No, obviously, it wasn't a helicopter. It wasn't media, because media doesn't fly over tree lines. So it's and I couldn't figure out for the life of me
Let me explain something to you. You have physical eyes in your physical body, but you also have what's called astral eyes in your soul. Do you know that? Now, when you actually listen to someone's speech, you can actually reverse it and extract out of their speech their actual intentions of their soul or their heart. when people see events in the sky like this, they're what's called an empath. They can see with their spiritual eyes or hear with their spiritual ears. So a lot of time when people are seeing UFOs or whatever, they're actually seeing things.
It's called a pineal gland.
Right. They're seeing what's called their astral or their spirit eyes. So when you're seeing these things, it indicates you have a little discernment, because I'm going to raise this issue, which I think people may find a little hard. Human beings, when you have really good questions, they don't come from your mind, they come from your soul. Your soul is the thing that raises questions. And if your soul sees things or hears things, you perceive the truth. For example, if you take someone's speech, like when Barack Obama was traveling around, he would say, yes, we can, yes, we can. In reverse speech, says, thank you, Satan, thank you, Satan. So you have to understand, I'm working on a thing called a prayer wheel, where I'm going to be able to take people's prayers.
Yeah, one thing that I have that God gave me is I can listen to 50 people speak, and I can tell you the guy who's telling you the truth. I can pick him out.
My wife does that too. She's got an amazing gift of what's called discernment of speech. That means you're what's called a heart intuitive of truth, which is why you're a perfect person to run your media, which is newswithviews.com. You're a perfect person to do that, because without the discernment, you put people up that would deceive people and lead them to destruction, right?
Oh yeah, I can tell you whether the guy doesn't know what he's talking about, where he's spewing out all his knowledge, but he doesn't really understand it. He's just spewing out what he read somewhere or learned, and it's not coming from the heart. I can tell it right away. It's all intellectual. It's intellectual knowledge, like the pastors today.
Right.
All they have is intellectual knowledge that they learn in seminary school. And he's reading all this truth, but he doesn't understand what he's reading.
I like sarcasm, because I think sometimes it gets through to humans better with sarcastic humor than with logic, because they don't have logic. I call it maggot university, where the professor or the religious leader spews their garbage, which is basically they intellectually defecate, and then their students or the audience or the church audience listening eats the defecation and redefecates. And when their intellectual defecation on papers and reports and behavior is likely either their leader or their educator. If it looks, tastes, and smells like the defecation of their professor, then they're pass. So what we have, we don't want people to think. We want people.
Yeah, Jesus said, he said, they're saying the right things, but don't be like them. They're coming from the wrong place.
Exactly. Yeah.
I can understand that.
Right. Now this year,
also I can see there's stuff that's wrong in the Bible too that's been misinterpreted, because Bible was written in Aramaic, and when they interpreted from Aramaic.
Well, that's why I have a Green's Interlinear, and I got the Aramaic Bible, so you can go back to the original words. Green's Interlinear
one of the verses in there, it says, resist not evil, overcome it with good. I mean, resist not evil, overcome it with good. Well, something's wrong with that. What do you mean, not going to resist evil? You're going to give into it, so obviously that.
No. I'll tell you what it's out of context. Let me explain.
It should mean resent not.
No. Let me explain, okay, so you'll understand this. Look at Hillary Clinton. When I prayed 5 years ago to find out how she was created, her parents, which are wizards, cursed her going through a demonic ceremony. We don't need to get into details. What you do is we always have to resist evil, but the way to resist it primarily is to pray for the people that do evil, and God will bring grace and judgment. For example, you got to resist it, but the most important thing is to pray for the people that are promulgating evil. You suffer because we do not pray for those that are evildoers. They're our lost brothers and sisters. So the most important way to resist it is, number one, tell the truth, and also pray for those that are doing evil. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, it's logical. I really appreciate you coming on.
And also, you tell them that they're doing evil. Of course, they'll turn on you. Then you have to be very careful.
I don't want to be careful. You want to create enemies. You see, I don't believe in education. I believe in succubation. You must create enemies. You must create people that hate your guts and curse on you. And I tell people, I love you no matter what you think of me, and I will die for you, but I will not lie to you so you like me. And you have to create enemies. If you think that being a good writer or author is to try to make things just smoothed over so they'll like you or whatever, no. You must create people where the conflict is shoved right into their face. I call it shock education.
I was told here by one of the guys running for office, he said, Paul, He said, I got to keep my distance from you. I said, that's okay. I understand why. He said, because he said, you're brutally honest. And he said, you turn people off.
You have to, you see. In order to get the truth through to people, you got to, and then here's what happens. They're turned off, and then events transpire in their future where they'll start to appreciate you and realize the thing you said is so true it might save their life or their child or their family or their economy or their nation. So holding back and trying to mush over and make it more acceptable, the truth is itself one of the most vile forms of evil, is to modify the truth so the people who are rejecting it can seem justified.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, I understand that.
Okay, on that note, I'm going to cut it off today because we went way over, but I want to have you back on to get to Paul. Again, everybody go back to newswithviews.com, and of course my website is NutriMedical. That's me and my beautiful wife, Michelle, at NutriMedical, and we, of course, will be soon back at Genesis Network in the next 2 to 4 weeks. I'll be doing more of these live video broadcasts to Vimeo and YouTube. You can get free starter protocols from the best nutraceuticals. You can ask any question, and we'll have you call into the show live or go to our chat window and be able to chat and ask questions, and I'll try to answer them on air. Do stay on topic, though, so we won't go off and wander off on a wrong topic. Thank you for listening, and thank you, Paul. We'll have you back on soon.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Take care, Paul, and let me say a little prayer. May the Lord God bless you, Apostle and Prophet Paul. May the Lord give you additional gifts of the Spirit to discern truth. It may be other authors that will bring forth the truth so the human race won't die of lack of wisdom, the knowledge, and the truth, which only comes from the Most High God. Amen.
Thank you very much, and God bless. Bye.
God bless. So we will be back in a few minutes with our third segment, which is this went longer than an hour, but we'll be back with John W. Spring. Take care, and do visit NutriMedical.